Jerry and I love to visit Chicago, especially the magnificent Mile on Michigan Avenue. This street is named appropriately for its incredible shopping and restaurants. I must admit that when I get a chance to hang out on this famous street in Chicago, I always have one eye open for Oprah Winfrey. I know that she lives in Chicago, so I figure that it is very possible that I might catch a glimpse of her someday. I would love to meet her, but if I ever did come face to face with her, I would probably be speechless. What in the world do you say to Oprah Winfrey? I would probably stammer and stutter just to say hello and ask for a simple autograph. Here was Lazarus sitting next to Jesus, the celebrity of the universe. I can imagine that he was speechless in awe of the one who had restored his very life. Forget human celebrities. I know the celebrity of the universe, who also happens to be the one who saved my life. I am enamored with him and him alone. Halle Berry, Oprah Winfrey, Bill Cosby, Julia Roberts, Denzel Washington, who are they? They haven't done anything of value for me or for you. If we get sweaty palms over the thought of being in their presence, then how much more amazed should we be at the prospect of being in the presence of our Savior, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? There is only one celebrity of the universe, and his name is Jesus. I can only imagine how Lazarus must have felt in the presence of God that day. It seems that Lazarus knew the beauty of being close with Christ. He chose not to sit across the table from Jesus that day. Rather, I like to think that he selected a seat that was as close as he could possibly get. I wonder if he received some special insight at dinner that night that others did not hear because he was the one sitting just beside the Lord. I want to be the one sitting beside the Lord. I don't want to hear what the public is privy to hear. I want the inside track. This means that I must choose to snuggle up close. And what is even more staggering about this scene is that Jesus allowed Lazarus to recline with him. Jesus did not move to the other side of the table. He stayed there with a man who had once been a dead, decaying body. Oprah might run from an overzealous, adoring fan. Jesus will not. He wants to meet with us when we snuggle up close to Jesus. He won't forsake us. He will snuggle up close to us in return. You and I have the same privilege of being with Jesus whenever we please. We can relax in his presence and celebrate his holiness whenever we feel like it. In short, you and I have it a lot better than Lazarus did that day. He had to share the Messiah's attention with the others who had gathered around that table. When you and I want to meet with him, we have him all to ourselves. He is at your full disposal when you recline at the table with him. When God does something amazing in your life, like raising you from spiritual and physical death, you should allow nothing to come in the way of spending one-on-one personal time with him. This is an integral part of your Christian life. This is when the King will meet personally with you. Intimate relationship. I recall one.